The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome again to Bob Burney Live. I said I was going to leave the Afghanistan thing behind, and I am. I am. I'm going to move on to other things. I got a lot of other stories to share with you, but just a couple more comments, because the Pentagon is conducting a press briefing right now. The president sadly refused to answer any questions. He just walked away, and he's going back on vacation. Seriously. Now, again, I am not implying that he can't get security briefings and all of that while he's at Camp David. I get that. But the optics, the looks, the impression, we have a country that is in utter chaos that's going to result in a lot of death, destruction, pain, suffering, and he comes to the White House, makes a speech, and goes back on vacation. And once again, if this was Donald Trump, oh my goodness. But anyway, if you've seen the videos, one of them is a C-17. I was incorrect. I don't remember what I said. A C-17, very large military aircraft, on the runway in the airport at Kabul. And it's trying to take off. And there are hundreds of people surrounding it. They're on the runway. And some are clinging to it. And there are reports that it took off. And there were people killed. People clinging to it. And they fell as the airplane lifted off. And so a reporter just a moment ago said, "We have seen video and we understand that there may have been people injured or even killed as that plane took off. Is there going to be an investigation?" And I'm going, what? What would you expect the pilot of that plane to do? Surrounded by people, they're trying to get out of there. The lives of all of the people on that plane are at risk if they don't take off. The airport has fallen at that point. And by the way, if you see those airplanes, the cockpit is way, way, way up in the air. Can't see what's going on under the wings and so forth. And yet a reporter wants an investigation. Possibly that pilot should be punished because people were hurt as the plane took off. I am just amazed at the American media. Oh, and by the way, the press secretary, Jen Psaki, she's on vacation too. She left. She's on vacation. Worst foreign policy debacle in generations. And the president's on vacation and his press secretary are both on vacation and not answering reporters' questions. Oh, and just one more thing. We had a total of 3,000 troops in Afghanistan when Joe Biden ordered the sudden withdrawal. We had 3,000 troops. And today he said, "We had to get out of there. We had to get out of there. We couldn't keep people there." Well, guess what? 3,000 troops are landing in Afghanistan today. But, Mr. President, you said we had to get out. We couldn't keep 3,000 troops there. So they were taken out. And so, 3,000. So before, 3,000 troops could maintain peace and harmony in the country. Now we're hoping that 3,000 troops will be able to at least control the airport so people can be evacuated. It's just, the more you learn, the worse it gets. The more they talk, the worse things look. Okay. Done, finished, over, unless you want to talk Afghanistan. But again, let me restate something that I said an hour ago. The failure of the Biden administration is enormous. The guilt, the blame, the responsibility is enormous. And the fact that he refuses to take responsibility for the failure. But far more important than that is the plight of the people of Afghanistan, and particularly the Christians. They are going to be hunted door to door by the Taliban because the followers of Christ are considered to be infidels and the arch enemies of these radical Muslims. Churches are going to be destroyed. Christians are going to be slaughtered. Afghan Christians, American missionaries, British missionaries, German missionaries that are in Afghanistan and have been there for probably the last 10 years because they have been able to worship freely. That freedom is now gone. The women of Afghanistan, the women, for the last 10 years, the women have been able to be out on the street without head coverings. They could drive cars. They could walk the streets without a male escort. All of that is going to be gone. Those are the people we need to pray for. And as I said, I think the failure of this administration is enormous and glaring, but far more important, the plight of the people of Afghanistan. And we should obviously be very concerned about the Christians. Pray for them. It looks like very probable that many of them are going to become martyrs. All right. Let's leave that, come back to some things here in America. Well, I mentioned this at the very beginning of the program. We cannot forget the plight of Haiti. A 7.2 magnitude earthquake struck the island on Saturday. The death toll as of a couple of hours ago stood at 1,300 people. It's almost positive that the death toll is going to rise. Over 6,000 people injured, 7,000 homes destroyed, another 5,000 homes damaged. Other buildings are collapsing, including hospitals, schools, offices, churches. This is another major crisis to hit Haiti. In addition, a tropical storm is supposed to come on shore either tonight or tomorrow, and it could be a hurricane on top of the death and destruction from the earthquake. Sadly, because of the incredible corruption of the government and even relief agencies in Haiti, Americans are very hesitant to contribute any more. Millions and millions and millions of dollars have been raised. I have been involved in a couple of fundraising campaigns for Christian organizations in Haiti. that we know are spending the money wisely. But the human suffering in Haiti is continuing. Pray for the people of Haiti. Pray for the churches of Haiti, the Christians in Haiti. Another disaster for Haiti.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
All right. I'm going to move on from Afghanistan, but just one more little thing. Before the withdrawal and the fall of an entire country to a radical, evil terrorist group called the Taliban, we had 3,000 troops in Afghanistan. 3,000 troops. All right? Because of what has happened, the president initially ordered 1,000 troops and then he ordered 3,000, or maybe it was the other way around. He initially ordered 3,000 and then an additional 1,000. But bottom line, President Biden has ordered 4,000 troops to be in Afghanistan. So in other words, as a result of the withdrawal, we now have more troops in Afghanistan than before the withdrawal. Wait a minute. Excuse me. We're going to withdraw, but now we have more troops than before we withdrew. We have more troops on the ground in Afghanistan before we withdrew. How long will they be there? Well, I don't know, but as I said, the more we hear, the more we read, the worse it gets. And President Biden just resumed his vacation. Okay. Texas. The Texas Supreme Court has temporarily blocked a lower court ruling about the mask mandate. In Texas, it is illegal to require a mask mandate in any city, any school district, and so forth. You cannot, in the state of Texas, require masks. Well, a couple of cities sued the state and said, hey, if we want to mandate masks, we can mandate masks. So they took it to court, and the Texas Supreme Court yesterday sided with Governor Greg Abbott. Now, people are flipping out. People are going to die. People are going to die because of this terrible, evil governor. He's a Republican, and he will not allow mask mandates. But here's what is missed. And it's being missed everywhere. It's being missed here in Columbus. Over the weekend, we had protests at several school district offices who are not requiring a mask mandate. Some schools are. In fact, most are requiring a mask mandate. Most are. But some have said, hey, it's up to the parents. All right, here is what is being missed in Texas, here in Central Ohio. Nobody is outlawing masks. Nobody. Governor Abbott in Texas is not outlawing masks. Governor Ron DeSantis in Florida has been hammered so heavy by the mainstream media because they have a law, or I don't know whether it's a law or an executive order, in Texas that says you cannot mandate masks. But if you want to wear a mask, you can. Nobody is saying that masks are illegal. You just can't you can't force people to put a mask on. But nobody is saying that if you want your child to wear a mask to school, let them wear a mask. I was watching the news here in Columbus last night, and these parents are out protesting and screaming, our children are going to die because the school district will not require masks. And I'm yelling at the TV last night, if you want your kid to wear a mask, they can wear a mask. And if the masks work, then it doesn't make any difference where the kid next to you has a mask or not. If they work. So if you want to wear a mask, wear a mask. So anyway, the Texas Supreme Court, at least temporarily, has upheld the Texas law that prohibits face mask mandates. By the way, here in Ohio, we have seen three straight days of decline in the number of new cases. We saw a peak. We saw a surge. We went up to over 3,000. We are half that number now and going down. Now, what will happen tomorrow? I have no idea. But if you look at the last week, we have reached a peak, which is what happened last summer, and now the numbers are declining again. Number of hospitalizations down, number of intensive cares down, the number of deaths, zero. Now, once again, I've got to make it clear. This is not a hoax. Somebody left a voicemail here at the radio station. I have proof that COVID doesn't exist. It's all a hoax. Joy and I have a dear friend, missionary, home from the foreign field here in Columbus, was put on a ventilator yesterday. Now, COVID is real. It is real. And this missionary is fighting for his life. I won't give out his name, but as you pray for this dear. I think he's probably in his early 40s, healthy young man, home from the mission field, got COVID. He's been in the hospital now for quite some time, continues to decline, and was just put on a ventilator. Pray for he and his wife and his children. Serious stuff, it is. But, again, most of what we're being told is not true. So don't live in fear. All right, we'll be back.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.